With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. It's now too late to mail in absentee ballots for Montana's special U.S. House election. Ballots can still be dropped off at county polling locations, but must be received by 8 p.m. Thursday. In-person voting happens Thursday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
The biggest hurdle for us has been trying to combat voter confusion.
Rebecca Connors is the election administrator from Missoula County. She says many voters are still unsure how to vote after legislators failed to pass a bill that would have given counties the option to run the special election solely by mail. That, in addition to unusual timing, leads her to expect a relatively low voter turnout rate of about 55%. Other counties are predicting similar voter turnout rates that are more in line with midterm elections or primaries than general elections when the president is on the ballot. The special election is expected to cost large counties between $90,000 and $230,000. Republican Greg Gianforte, Democrat Rob Quist, and Libertarian Mark Wicks are vying for Montana's House seat left vacant after Ryan Zinke resigned to become the Secretary of the Interior. More information about how, where, and when to vote is on our website, mtpr.org. Hundreds of first responders, friends, and family attended a memorial service today for Broadwater County Sheriff's Deputy Mason Moore in Belgrade. Moore was fatally shot on May 16th after what started out as a routine traffic stop. Edward O'Brien reports.
Deputy Moore wrote a special letter to his wife Jody that was only to be opened in a worst-case scenario, if he was killed on the job. Jody Moore shared part of that note with those who viewed Mason's memorial on a live stream that was broadcast Tuesday.
He said, "Don't let hate take over your life. I enjoyed every moment of life with you. Enjoy life."
Pastor Curtis Crow of the Bridge Church in Belgrade was one of Moore's best friends.
He was almost off duty, a couple miles away from home. He could have looked the other way in the moment, but Mason never shirked his duty. Mason pursued, because he was a man of integrity.
Win Meehan is sheriff of Broadwater County.
My heart sunk. My heart's broke. I'm a man without spirit right now. It's definitely broken.
Meehan urged his colleagues to try to pick up the pieces.
It's been tough. This one hits home. So I'm going to ask everybody to honor him, get back to it, for our state, for our communities, and our families.
Hundreds of law enforcement and emergency vehicles from across Montana and neighboring states escorted Moore's body to Three Forks. Moore will eventually be interred in his home state of South Carolina. The suspected shooter was fatally wounded near Missoula. The shooter's father is in custody and charged with accountability to deliberate homicide in Moore's death. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Campaign spending ahead of Thursday's special election to fill Montana's only U.S. House seat is already at record levels, with at least $17 million raised. The sum is especially remarkable because of the 85-day campaign period. The congressional race 2 years ago, which until now was the state's most expensive congressional race, generated about $9 million in spending for a campaign that spanned primary and general elections. The campaign committees for Democrat Rob Quist and Republican Greg Gianforte have raised at least $10 million combined, while outside groups have spent more than $7.1 million thus far. Most of that money has been used to finance a barrage of advertising, much of it negative. Voters are choosing from among Quist, Gianforte, and Libertarian Mark Wicks to fill the seat vacated by Ryan Zinke when he became U.S. Interior Secretary. The National Weather Service in Missoula has issued a wind advisory for 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow for far western Montana. Strong winds are forecasted to start mid-morning, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The wind could create hazardous driving conditions, and tree damage is possible. Impacted locations include the Bitterroot Valley, Missoula, and Highway 93 from Sula to Lost Trail Pass, as well as Lolo Pass, Highway 200 Bonner to Greeno, Highway 83 Seeley Lake to Condon, and I-90 East Missoula to Bear Mouth. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.